This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Nature Bee. Hey, it's Big O. In a virus-filled world, boost your immune system the way I have for 20 years. 2 capsules a day, sustained energy all day long. Order at naturebee.com and use my code Big O for free shipping. Naturebee.com. Heat split over the weekend. They beat the Pistons last night, 112-100. Lost to the Bulls, 113-99. They're off tonight. Tuesday, they take on the Knicks. They're at Miami-Dade Arena. So disappointing on Saturday, watching that Pistons loss. It's just, but I sat there and I said, this is what they've been all season long. It's a real shame. But, you know, I have faith in Riley and Mickey Arison. I don't like the way they've gone and done business lately. I have said it many, 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 many times. I think I'm on the record on that already as it is. But I think they need to have a come to Jesus, and they need to reassess the way they're doing things because it's not working. And, you know, Eric Spoelstra can only make you look so good for so long. You know, he gets more out of things than what they deserve to even have. You know, he's just a phenomenal coach that gets it done. And there aren't a lot like him. Dude's just phenomenal. And you can't keep taking advantage of that. You need to start giving him the kind of stuff he needs in order to really challenge for a championship. Not work his ass off on trying to figure how he can overachieve with every bunch that you give him every year. As I've said before, the Heat used to trade for stars. They used to add stars all the time. There aren't a lot of stars anymore being added to this team. And you're not unearthing a whole bunch of stars either. You unearth some nice players, some nice role players, but they're not stars. And in this league, you need stars. You know, Riley had a lot of success with the Lakers because they were loaded with all kinds of stars. Right? The big three, loaded with stars. Even Ray Allen was a star. And nowadays, it's just there aren't a lot of stars on this team. And you got to get back to that formula. You know, you're not the team that sucks every year with the number one or two or three pick in the draft where you end up having a shot at a Banchero or whatever. I forgot the name of that kid that everybody's playing for this year, Wambaya or Wimambaya or whatever the hell the kid's in. You know, so I get it that if you had those kind of picks, then fine. Then, you know, you can end up getting one of those top cats. There aren't a lot of them anymore. But you're not. You're that team that is, because you have a hell of a coach, and that's the one thing out of this whole equation that works so well is Eric Spoelstra. He's a monster. He really, I can't tell you enough about Eric Spoelstra. I can't brag enough about Eric Spoelstra. I can't tell you how much I kind of feel for Eric Spoelstra now that he is, you know, working his ass off with all kinds of teams and they're not giving him what he needs in order, you know, to challenge and to try to win a title. The other day, it was last night. It might have been, or maybe the night after the loss to the Bulls. But he was like saying, you know, it was last night. This is going to be hard, and that we have to then embrace this challenge. I already know this is going to be hard, and I've embraced this challenge, and I've told the players. And in a way, that's almost like telling me, yeah, I know my front office doesn't give me enough and it's going to be really hard, but I've embraced that challenge. Because God bless him, dude. Eric Spoelstra, just, he always says he has enough. He never complains. He never points fingers. Not that he should publicly. Behind the scenes, I hope he's mother effing people in the front office. Seriously. Unless he had a decision in some of these guys. Then he buried himself too. But the way they're doing business now is not the way that's going to get you a title. You know, you almost pulled it off in the bubble because of the scenario and everything else. That team was playing with incredible confidence. And they had a shot, I got to admit, against that Laker team if Bam and Goran never get injured and they're on the groove that they were in, they had a shot, man. I have to admit that that's one that I will sit back and I will always wonder about that series with the injuries. Just like, you know, the University of Miami, that second year with Coker that he probably should have won the title again. Same thing with the referees and the two-hour late flag that they threw in the end zone. You know, that kind of shit. I'm always going to live with that one, just like you all will. But in general, it's just these teams haven't been good enough. It's just that Eric Spoelstra is an absolute badass. So we'll see what happens with the Knicks on Tuesday night. We'll see if they can get over the hump there against the Knicks.